Welcome to the first episode of Q-Done-It. It was a dark, stormy night, and the mandatory meeting at the Q100 studio ran late. Everyone was there. Cheryl Coyne, the owner, and her cologne-soaked husband, JC. Mandatory Metallica host, JJ, as well as afternoon drive slash rock star, J-Bo Billman. Driver of the magic bus, Joe Mama, along with the morning show team, both Crystal and Finster, were all in the conference room talking about the next tournament of rock. When a bolt of lightning hit the transmitter on top of the building, locking all the doors and killing all the power.
Everybody, stay calm. I'm going to go check the fuse box in the basement. I'll be right back.
Sure glad the new rule of no distractions started today. I'm going to the lobby to see if I can get our phones out of the electronic strongbox. I'll be right back.
The lockbox won't open without power. You're just wasting your time.
All right, it's pitch black in here. Nobody else goes anywhere. J-Bo, play us a song on your guitar to help pass the time while we wait for JC to turn the power back on.
All right, I just have to go to my locker and get a new E-string. I broke mine at Sparks Barbecue. I'll be right back.
You guys, I have to pee.
Of course you do.
Shut up. You tried passing three people through your body. Now walk me to the bathroom. I can't see a thing.
All right, we'll be right back.
As JJ and Cheryl Coyne were the last ones sitting in the conference room, a scream came from the lobby.
That sounded like Joe Mama.
Joe, are you okay? Jerry? Anyone?
But no one answered, so JJ and Cheryl went to investigate, only to find some feathers and our favorite kitten, Joe Mama, lying on the floor with her stomach cut wide open and a note attached to her that read, "Love your guts." Who could have done this? Will JC get the power back on? Will J-Bo get back from the locker room and get his string changed? How long will Crystal be on the toilet while Finster waits outside? Find out next time on the next episode of Q-Done-It.